So, Matt looked very dashing in his armor, don't we agree? Oh, Matt. I thought you looked very dashing, and your wife did when she stopped laughing. Now, two people were dressed in armor and they went into a hotel, and one of them said, "A room for two nights, please." I thought you'd like that. Did you not like that? Okay, so how about this one? What do you call a bird wearing armor? A night owl. No? But Matt wasn't a knight, was he? He was a Roman soldier. And that's because we're looking at Ephesians 6 today, verses 10 to 17. So I'm just going to read to you what that says. It says, God's complete armor. What else is there to say? Just this. Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his power. Put on God's complete armor. Then you'll be able to stand firm against the devil's trickery. The warfare we're engaged in, you see, isn't about flesh and blood. It's against the leaders, against the authorities, against the powers that rule the world in this dark age, against the wicked spiritual elements in the heavenly places. For this reason, you must take up God's complete armor. Then, when wickedness grabs its moment, you'll be able to withstand, to do what needs to be done, and still be on your feet when it's all over. So stand firm. Put the belt of truth around your waist. Put on justice as your breastplate. For shoes on your feet, ready for battle, take the good news of peace. With it all, take the shield of faith. And if you've got that, you'll be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is God's word. So this was Paul's final word, his letter to the Ephesians. Some translations say final word, some say finally, and the translation I've read from today says, what else is there to say? It seems to me a little bit like a, oh, don't forget. It's a bit like when your mum sends you around the shop. She's giving you a list so you know what to get. She's giving you some money so you can pay, a bag so you can put everything in. You're all equipped. And then, just as you're leaving, she shouts, "Mind the road, don't forget to use the crossing." Does it sound familiar? And she doesn't say that because she wants to worry you or make you scared, but just to make sure that you're careful. After all, you've been taught to cross the road, haven't you? If you're as old as me, you probably remember the Green Cross Code. Who remembers the Green Cross Code? A few of you. Perhaps we're the oldies. But your mum just wants to make you aware that there's danger out there. And Paul was warning about dangers. He warns about the devil's trickery. Not to scare you, but to make you aware. Aware that we can sometimes be drawn into things and situations that we know are not right. It may be a situation in the playground, maybe a conversation about a colleague at work. Or it may be that you're being asked to do something that you know is wrong. Dangerous even. It might just be a small thing to start with. Something that just doesn't sit quite right. But hey, it doesn't matter, does it? Not just this once. So we've said this is our interactive service. So what I'd like you to do is we're going to have some questions. And I'd like you to talk with the people around you. Or if you're not comfortable with that, just sit on your own and think and ponder the question. And those of you are watching us at home, you could talk with the people around you too. So our first question, are you ready for our first question? Is it up on our screen? What are the things that we know are wrong that are easy to get caught up in? So have a little think about that. and a chat among yourselves. Might be something in the playground, might be something at work. Great, well, there's some great conversations going on there. Maybe you can carry those on at home. But when we stand up to those temptations, when we make Christ known in the world through our words and our actions and through the lives that we lead, the opposition doesn't like it. The opposition is the evil in the world, the force behind all that bad stuff. But we need to remember that that is no match for our Almighty God. And today, we witnessed Thomas being baptized, and we all said together, fight valiantly as a disciple of Christ against sin, the world, and the devil, and remain faithful to Christ to the end of your life. So we can be bold. We sang that, didn't we? We can be strong. And just like God was with David when he defeated Goliath, God will be with us when we find things tough. And those times when we have to stand by our faith. We can stand our ground because God kits us out. Matt showed us how well God kits us out. Paul tells us to put on the full and complete armour of God. And he likens it to a Roman soldier, which is why we dressed Matt up so ridiculously. Clothes of protection. And I think if Paul wrote that letter today, maybe he'd choose a different illustration. Maybe he'd use a skateboarder's protective gear. Maybe he'd use a horse rider's. Horse riders have, they wear jackets, don't they? So if they fall off, nothing will penetrate. Or maybe he'd use PPE equipment in this age, stopping all those germs and viruses from getting in. But sometimes it's hard to stand firm. Maybe you've been teased for being a Christian. Maybe you've lost friends because you're different. Are you ready for another question? Can you remember a time when you had to stand up for what you believed in? And what happened? So discuss that among yourselves or just ponder it on your own. Okay, there sounds like there's lots of times when that's happened. And we've all had those times, haven't we? But we're still standing, aren't we? Verse 13 says this. For this reason, you must take up God's complete armour. Then, when wickedness grabs its moment, you'll be able to withstand, to do what needs to be done, and still be on your feet when it's all over. Still be on your feet when it's all over. And we're told that to put on God's complete armour, all of it, not the helmet without the shoes or the breastplate and no shield, but the whole lot. To trust God completely, to know that we're his children and he has given us every blessing. So what is God's complete armour? I think we have a bit of an idea by now. So for those who think in concrete terms, how do we do that? How do we put on those metaphoric things, these symbolic items? Let's have a look at what they are. So we've got the belt of truth. You don't have to do your actions anymore, it's fine. We've got the belt of truth, and we need to put our trust in God. In God's truth and believe what God says about us. And not listen to the one who tells us that we're not strong enough, or we're not pretty enough, or we're not clever enough. We need to remember that we are the children of God and he loves us. The breastplate of righteousness. That's our protection when the world tells us that we're not good enough for God. But we know that Jesus fixed that at the cross. He made us right with God. The shoes of peace. When times are tough, we have a gospel of peace. the good news of what Jesus has done for us. And we can share that and stand firm in what it says. So when other people tease you, just tell them why you trust God. Use your gospel. And the shield of faith, that little shield that Matt was growing. The shield of faith means taking up. It means to put your faith in God with everything we do. We were talking about that earlier, about this service, about what we believe in God runs through everything that we do. And we need to trust that God knows what's best for us, because we don't always know that ourselves, do we? And then we've got the helmet of salvation, which helps us to remember the God who saves through Jesus and gives us hope and protects us from feeling that all is lost, because we know what that's all about. And then the sword of the Spirit, God's word, the Bible, a powerful tool used by Jesus when he was tempted by the devil. Let God speak to you daily and strengthen you through his word. So I've got one last question for you to discuss or ponder. Do you think these things are of equal importance, or is one more important than the other? What do you think? Are they of equal importance, or is one more important than the other? So that's a lot to think about this morning. We are going to have one final question for you to take home in a little while. But what we're thinking about is that we need to put on that full armour of God. We need all those gifts that God has given us. We serve an almighty God, one that loves us, has adopted us, who forgives us, who saves us, equips us, and stands firm with us in times of trouble. Do you agree with all of that? If you agree, would you like to stand up with me and do a big amen? So don't worry if you don't know how our big amen goes. I will show you. So our big amen starts right down the bottom here. And we go, amen.